All right, Chase, in the next half hour, not this half hour, next half hour, we have the results of a coffee junkie survey. So if you're a coffee junkie, and I think you are.
I believe that qualifies.
We'll see how you do with that.
Oh, fun.
With that survey.
I didn't know if it was time to roll out the music that we
No, 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 no. But speaking of rolling out the music.
Ooh, it's a double butt.
It is, it is. The Texas A&M football playing Aggies will be playing the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Suey Pig.
Yeah, that's right. So let me see. We need to get the fight song lyrics, of course, before we play the music so that people can know. And as we mentioned yesterday, we didn't really have time to get to it. But this is a rather interesting song because it does have some simplicity to it, but it also does make it a little bit tough on you. So here we go. Here are the lyrics to the fight song for the University of Arkansas. Hit that line, keep on going. Move that ball down the field. Which seems to be like a kind of a throwaway line. It doesn't rhyme with anything. Give a cheer, rah-rah. Never fear.
Rah-rah.
Correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah.
He predicted
Thank
it.
Thank you, yeah.
Arkansas will never yield.
Well, yield doesn't rhyme with fear.
No, it doesn't. Well, I guess we're going back up to field. Move the ball right down the field.
This is a case where the music is much better than the lyrics.
Probably it really is.
Well, but
really,
that's
the case with most fight songs.
Exactly.
That's why we do the lyrics.
Right.
On your toes, Razorbacks, to the finish. Carry on with all your might. Here's the part that's difficult. For it's, and they spell out Arkansas, consider that's fraught with disaster right there.
Yeah, especially like for freshmen.
Well, again, you know, 22-year-olds in ninth grade.
Are there 50-year-old toothless fans that never went to school there?
That's right.
That's for, right. ARK after that, they're lost.
I got a story about that in a minute.
Uh-huh.
For it's Arkansas for Arkansas. Fight, fight. That's how it
Well, ends. What it is it's, they actually do more than one A at the beginning because it's for it's Aarkansas for Arkansas.
Okay.
Fight. And they draw the last note out. So
your point was well taken. I don't know, a few years ago, for personal reasons, I went to see the Texas Tech Arkansas Cotton Bowl. And I happened to be out in the stands.
Big, silly.
And I was sitting in the midst of Arkansas fans. And those people have never seen the inside of a building in Fayetteville. I guarantee you that.
Did they give you a hat?
No.
Okay.
No.
The plastic pig?
It was all they could do to be sober enough to stand by the end of the first quarter. And certainly the language was
colorful.
Was colorful. I'm going, okay. Anyway, so let's listen to the Arkansas fight song.
It is quite possibly the peppiest one we'll hear.
It is.
I think it's full of pep. I think it's probably my favorite.
All right, here we go. There you go. It's the Arkansas Razorback fight song.
It's got a lot of pep.
It does. From the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville. All right. So here we go. If you're one of those internet shoppers, you already know that there are websites out there that allow you to comparison shop just about any item that you're looking to buy. But not all price comparison sites are created equal. So ShopSmart magazine ran some comparisons, and here you go. As far as they're concerned, the clear winner for comparison shopping would be PriceGrabber.com. Runners up would be, and I've never used it.
I think I used them last year for some holiday shopping.
Okay. All right. And the next would be Google.com/products, then Nextag.com and Bing.com. Regardless of which you choose, remember you need to be specific with your descriptions. And if you've got model numbers, be sure and use those.
That's the best way to do it if you're going to do comparison pricing online,
yeah.
Is if you know the model number, enter that, and that will make sure that you don't get something that's sort of kind of close but not really what you were looking for.
Yeah, of course. And then that's it, right. They'll come up with something. And especially in electronics, I noticed that.
Right.
Because there'll be some model numbers that actually are specific to some retailers that that other folks won't have.
And, of course, we would be remiss if we didn't tell you, then strongly encourage you then to still purchase it locally. So.
Well, yes, absolutely. And just shop locally whenever you can. So now, last hour, we mentioned that the president of U.S. America had been speaking to a women's symposium in Washington, D.C. yesterday when the seal of the office of the President of the United States fell off the podium.
We cannot sustain. Oops.
And again, we're not sure if that was a two-tiered stage that it fell off of, but it sounded like it clunked and then it clunked again.
Yeah, I think it did a bounce maybe on the stage onto the floor.
Could be. And
probably.
The president's response was.
Was that my?
Was that my?
Oh, my. Goodness. That's all right. All of you know who I am.
Very true.
I'm sure there's somebody back there that's really nervous right now. Don't you think?
Or they're running out of the building. I'm not even sure that they were still on the premises by that point.
They're sweating bullets back there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Don't mean to mince words here, Mr. President, but it's really not your seal. It really belongs to us.
Yeah.
Was that my...
well, it's his...
It really is, just like everything else that's in your home or...
But he's not going to say, is that our? I mean, it's his.
Well, no, it's ours. It's actually...
Well,
I mean,
it's his for a while.
The taxpayers, I'm sure, paid for it.
It's his for a while.
You know, they do have to pay for their own food that they eat in the White House. That's their food. That's not ours. Okay. But it's our seal.
I would make the argument that the seal itself represents the nation, but he has a closer claim to it than any of the other 300 million people.
Because I'm guessing if any of us...
Because you and I can't go stand behind a podium.
Yeah, but I wish they'd be more careful with my seal.
Well, the other thing
now
is,
it's
though,
a ding.
That's what
the,
we just can't have nice things. If any of us
that's what
said,
the guy at the zoo said, too. Yeah.
If any of us could... say, I'd like to just take that home. They probably would look at us and lead us away. But
I'd like to check it out, please.
Walk up to the guy with the squiggly earpiece and say, can I have that when he's done?
Yeah. I guess for that matter, the football belongs to us, too, but we ain't got a chance of that either.
Yeah, just like the key that you have to turn. So.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Did somebody have to crawl up into the attic of the White House last night to find the backup seal?
Do we know whether the seal broke? I mean, I looked up weight of the presidential seal, and all I got were stories about this occurrence last night.
Well, that's not surprising.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't, and it never did say whether there was, significant damage done to the seal.
Now, here's what concerns me, is how many networks are there out there who have to fill up 24/7, 365, that nobody's done a story on the seal yet? Nobody's done a sidebar on this thing?
It's not a throwaway story at the end? I mean, that would be the perfect little, throwaway.
Today, aren't we going to find out the company that makes the presidential seal is in Oshkosh or something like that?
That's right.
Or China.
And like
you said.
Whoa! Yeah.
No, I guarantee you that ain't happening.
Yeah.
But still,
I don't know.
It would just say, does it weigh 12 pounds? Yeah, does it weigh 12 pounds? I mean, what is this? And again, let's listen to it as it hits the floor here.
We cannot sustain. Oops.
You're right. That's a good 12-pound seal.
Yeah,
I mean, sounds like,
I'm thinking so. And then again, now what's going to happen? Are we going to see this on eBay in a week?